You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's devotion is for Tuesday of Holy Week. The reading is from John chapter 12, beginning in verse 20. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. These came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Here ends our reading. Today's passage in John's Gospel is one that comes not long after Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, not long before he is to go to the cross and pay the price for our sin, and just prior to the washing of his disciples' feet on Maundy Thursday. It is also one in which the request being made leads to a challenge for life. The scriptures do not tell us who these Greeks were. It appears as if they were converts to the faith, and if not yet, at least wanting to find out more. And so they came to Philip and asked if they could possibly see Jesus. Philip told Andrew, Andrew and Philip told Jesus, and Jesus responded with an answer that continues to challenge us today. "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies," Jesus said, "it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." His answer was pointing to his own death. In a few short days, he would find himself upon a cross. And it would be upon that cross and the death of that one seed that all who would come to faith and would follow would find life. He was also in his response pointing to the only way in which those Greeks would ever be able to truly see Jesus. If you want to see Jesus, you need to follow Jesus. And if you want to follow Jesus, then you need to be willing and ready to sacrifice your own life for others and for him, as he was for you. What was true for them is also true for us. There is no true life apart from a willingness to sacrifice. And there is no true sacrifice greater than a willingness to die. Jesus sacrificed it all for you. He offered his life and went to his death so that you and I might have life and find life, even as we die. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your willingness to die and for giving us a way to truly see you. Guide us in our faith that our own desire to sacrifice for others would help us to see you as well. Amen. For your action on this Tuesday of Holy Week, I would encourage you to be intentional today in finding ways to sacrifice for others with a heart of thanks for the one who sacrificed it all for you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.